Yeah. You are now rocking with DJ Ice. I got a box. It came with a box. I need a box to sit to the spot. You're trapping this froze, and I'm getting hot. I'm having all the O's looking like N and I. I got a Glock. It came with a box. I need a box to sit to the spot. You're trapping this froze, and I'm getting hot. I'm having all the O's looking like
oh,
N
yeah.
And I.
Oh, what is it, banging?
DJ, stay in the club. Me and all my niggas. All these bad bitches. All this free liquor. Surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I stay stunned. Low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich, nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash. Got a new crib with a weed lab. Crisp bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a G by dust, one of my babies. My system loud, my weed loud, no hard clip or something faded.
I got a Glock, it came with a box. I need a box to sit to the spot. You're trapping this froze, and I'm getting hot. I'm having all the O's looking like N and I. I got a Glock, it came with a box. I need a box to sit to the spot. You're trapping this froze, and I'm getting hot. I'm having all the O's looking like N and I.
You ain't never put out on a nigga and a little nigga shut up. I just rock the sold out show, I perform for an hour and then put my gun up. If a little nigga try me and send out a gun down, that nigga won't let us see sun up. Fuck your bitch and I tip her 100. I show you how to motherfucking come up. If you out of my watch and my wrist and my fist before taxes, I spent the whole 100. You can go and ask Johnny, he love it. Every time he see me, he see money. I put up BET with my kids and my baby mama, they like, ooh, he be thugging. No, I'm just a real nigga with money. Keep running ahead of that bitch like a bun. Too rich, so I just had to switch in my numb. You playing, it's gonna be a murder like YB. I draw down, you see blood like it's YG. I done taught every nigga to try me. Some people compare me to Gucci. I drop some new music and call me a body. And I don't like hanging with bitch ass niggas. You gotta be a dog to sit beside me.
Yeah. I got a Glock. It came with a box. I need a box to sit to the spot. You're trapping this froze, and I'm getting hot. I'm having all the O's looking like N and I. N and I. I got a Glock. It came with a box. I need a box to sit to the spot. You're trapping this froze, and I'm getting hot. I'm having all the O's looking like N and I. N and I.
Verbose.xyz on a Wednesday, rocking it eternally. This is 51 for all you motherfuckers that are keeping track. I'm the mad scientist, Miles Lillard, coupled with my man Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. Two for One at Arby's, a.k.a. Hold the Bacon. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm liberal butthurt. Liberal butthurt. Trump's still in office. I'm liberal butthurt.
Are you? How many people do you think right now are liberal butthurt? I'm conservative. I'm conservative happy right now.
All of us are liberal butthurt. We're all looking for papers to tear up. We're all looking for them. You guys keep your important documents away from us. We'll fuck that shit up. We'll go at it.
Yes. Yes, dude. Oh, man, we might as well fucking get into that shit because everyone's fucking talking about it. Fuck it. I heard that she ripped the papers that you could see her kind of like leading up to it underneath the desk. And then the whole speech ends. She's like looking like she's trying to read through it under the desk, rips it a little bit, testing the waters, and then stands up and proudly rips up two pages at a time and just sets it in a pile. And dude, Pence is so hard to read. Like, what do you think the fuck is going through his head at that time?
He's just like, this petty bitch. Always something to find, take the camera's focus. Like, overall, it was kind of a fucking shitty speech. I don't know. It was a very politicized speech.
It's the same fucking, State of the Union address you're going to get from Trump every time. Look at all the great things I've done. Check out all these people that I've touched. We're going to move forward. We're going to build the wall. We're going to make a strong America. We're going to keep America great.
And get ready to build your lower legs. You're going to stand and sit like 50 fucking.
Oh my God. Yes. Dude, it's worse than Catholic Church. You've never been to Catholic Church before, have you?
I've been to Catholic Church, yeah. That's it. Just stand, sit, sing some shit, say some shit, sit back down, say some shit, stand back up. It was just like a Trump fucking speech. Like, I would have just been, like, so frustrated if I was in that audience. I'd be like, I'm not standing anymore. My fucking legs hurt, man. I'm fat. Leave me alone. Shit.
I feel like they need a kneeler in there, too, so people feel more at home. like they truly are worshiping the demigods that they keep before them, that the Illuminati force them to worship. Before I wanted to jump into politics, I wanted to fucking talk about the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, fucking football's over for 2019, 2020. 2020, 2021 Super Bowl is yet to come. But fuck football anyway. I don't give a fuck. Apparently, Tom Brady and what's the coach's name?
For the Patriots?
Bill Belichick. Yeah, apparently Tom Brady and Bill Belichick own the NFL. Did you realize that? Have you ever heard that?
I mean, I think it's been unofficial for decades.
do you think that's monetarily, or do you think that they have some sort of stock in the game? You know, like I know that the Green Bay Packers, their whole stadium is like, it's owned by shareholders, and anybody can be a shareholder, and everybody like buys a brick to the whole place. But is it like one of those deals where they're shareholders, or do they have so much money involved in it?
I mean, I don't know. That's hard to say. I mean, they definitely probably have a lot of pull with, you know, like with everyone. I mean, the amount of times they've had championships and led the way in advertising and selling merchandise, you know, like they really help the whole organization. I'm sure like it's kind of a mutual relationship that probably, you know, kind of it's like a teeter totter. It kind of goes back and forth sometimes with the NFL advantage and sometimes with their advantage.
Interesting. What did you think of the halftime show?
The halftime show, I mean, okay, for what it was good compared to last year. It was amazing. The outfits, you know, did show good amounts of booty. But then again, like, they're old women. It's like 43 and 50 years old. Like, I mean, 43 is maybe not that old, but 50, I don't know, like, that's postmenopausal, that's vagina drying up. I don't know if she should be shaking.
Hello, Atlet. I know, right? How are you doing tonight? Out on Twitch, Cattle Channel. If you guys are fucking watching over on Verbose and you're having trouble watching, I'm also streaming. Check it out, Cattle. On YouTube, Miles Low Road. You know who I am. Fucking, but what's wrong with looking back in the past to, you know, not so quite washed up? She's not quite Tina Turner yet, you know? Why can't we still sexualize Jennifer Lopez and, who is that again? Shakira? Yeah.
Shakira, yeah.
They're too old to sexualize?
I mean, not that they're too old, but, like, you have a whole bunch of young, hot, new singers and new performers, like, these women had their time in the spotlight, and then they got old, and now there's other women who are doing the same thing that they kind of did in a different way, different genres of music and whatnot. Why is it not moving to new artists? Why is it still old artists that are and then pushed as a sex symbol, which, you know, was 20 years too late?
But I think that's misinterpreted. Maybe I led up to that just so that I could be like, look at the quarter here, but... I feel like the whole pole dancing thing has kind of transcended the actual strip joint. Don't you think? Like, they fucking, no one's complaining when they sell like the pole at home for the exercise workout and sell you the DVD so you could do pole dancing as an exercise. You know, fucking secretly, you know, all those fucking preachers' daughters have one of those set up in their house. Come on, give me a break.
I'm not really against it. Like, I feel pole dancing is fine because it's my least favorite part of the strip club. You know, like,
really?
Then you watch them on a pole. Just take off your clothes, bitch, and let me see your parts. That's what I'm paying for.
bro, you're missing the best part of a strip club. Fucking, have I talked about Mary's on the show?
No. What are you talking?
I don't know if I've talked about Mary's. Fucking verbose.xyz. If you haven't checked us out, check us out. That's our website. All the links are there. But Mary's Strip Club is in Portland, Oregon, and I hope to God that place is still there. It's right near the Roseland, so if you're going to check a concert or whatever, fucking, you could go from the Roseland, jump over to Mary's after you're done with the show. I think they're open fucking at least 23 hours of the day. But it's like non-traditional girls. It's like suicide girls, but I don't want to say on steroids, maybe more like on silicone. And most of them have, like, a gimmick. Like, they fucking, one can, like, move their tits. The other can, like, is like super acrobatic, you know, the other like, and then that's the crazy thing too, right? They get to pick their own music. So fucking, they have a jukebox, part of their tips goes into this jukebox. It's literally on the stage. They feed dollars into it, put their three songs up, and that's what they dance to. It's fucking dank. So you get some girls that are listening to some, you know, fucking Prince and shit like that. And then you get other girls that are listening to straight up death metal. It's amazing. So you must go there.
It so definitely that sounds like a better time than any of the shitty strip clubs I've experienced.
Yeah, man, titties are just a byproduct of what can be just like a cool. That's why like people are like, oh, you like burlesque? You're a total faggot. Burlesque is amazing. It's like dance production. It's like fucking. It's the vaudeville of strip, man. There's got to be, you know, you gotta have some class with subs, man. It's not always about the titties. Come on, you guys jerking off all the time are gonna ruin all your fucking testosterone energy.
What?
No? No, you don't think so?
Who's jerking off in a strip club and not getting kicked out?
Oh, I'm saying in general. Like, is there anyone that goes to a strip club that doesn't jerk off? How about that?
I mean, no. No, everybody. Especially the manager and the bouncers. They're jerking off the most.
But, like, maybe there's the occasional time where, like, someone gets coaxed into going to something like that because they're already really prudish. And they fucking go there and they leave right away and they still don't jerk off and end up having weird sticky dreams.
No, but I'm trying to start like crying and beating it. Like, I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry. Satan has got to me. The sins of the flesh. Oh my God.
Oh God, the sins of the flesh. I'm in the total bliss.
Yeah, that's what's happening. They're still jerking off. Everyone's jerking off strip club.
Everyone is jerking off that goes to the strip club. Indeed. What was the other point that we're trying to make with that? Fuck, I don't know.
Something about pole dancing.
Pole dancing. Thank you. Thank you.
And me saying that I don't like it.
But yeah, but like, okay, so.
I like pole dancing at strip club. I think it's better in public.
I think it's better in a yoga studio when you got a bunch of bitches that are just trying to like get fit. Like I once watched this YouTube video of this bitch on a boat and they had a strip pole. And she was so good at it, like, it was like a skating ring. She just kind of, like, jumped on, and it was like she was in an insta spin for, like, a slow spin for, like, it looked like she was going for, like, hours, man. Like, fucking, just on this ride, you know, spinning, and then doing all kinds of tricks and shit. It's fucking dank, bro. It's cool shit. You ever watched Fire Spinners before?
I mean, like, I've seen Fire Spinners, like, in passing at different, like, carnival-type events or street fairs. And I'm like, wow, carnies. I bet they smell like cabbage.
They usually smell like cigarettes. Or booze. And or booze.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do seem like fringe people.
Fringe?
Yeah. Like they've got an alternative lifestyle.
Is alternative lifestyle a PC way of saying trash human being?
I mean, in a way, Like trash human being is more like, you know, like sitting around in a rundown fucking trailer park, beating his wife, which is also his sister, or you know, some guy who's like sells drugs for a living just because he likes.
What kind of drugs?
Hurt.
Oh yeah.
Crack cocaine.
Excuse me. Fuck. Speaking of cocaine, I'm just kidding. That's not why I'm sneezing. I swear to God, I think I'm allergic to this coffee cup. Something with it. I think there might be some cyanide in it. Who knows? Fucking yeah. So we were getting to that because of the sexiness of Ariana Grande, Shakira and J-Lo. So I've heard you mention before birthing age. What about the idea of the cougar? Is like cougar a social construct that's keeping us from like doing our natural duties as to like procreate?
It's definitely like a lust-filled, like, you know, construct. Like it's not that it isn't sexually gratifying or enjoyable, but yeah, it definitely has lost its biological point beyond that.
Interesting. Is that where you at? It's like it's all about that biology. I mean, doing this to continue on my race.
Not really.
Not race. It's just my
a point to argue. Human race. You know, try to insult them for being old. You know, that kind of thing. You know, Goddamn boomers on TV shaking their assholes.
I would say they're Gen Xers, my dude. Yeah, we're old now. We're old now, bro. There's some old millennials out there. We're some of them. We're some of the old millennials. Can you believe that we're... do you accept that we're millennials?
No.
No?
No.
We are not millennials.
I liked the old Gen Y designation.
Huh. Right? That was it back in the day, Gen Y. It's like Gen Y2K, man. We're going to ruin this shit. Think Gen X was cool. Think Gen X was down. No, it's Generation Y.
I mean, they went back to Gen Z for what's after us.
Yeah, true. How long is that going to last?
I wonder. They're going to name them something else.
Like, and who fucking decides that shit? The fuckface generation? Yeah, that's kind of millennials, though.
Fortnite
actually,
generation?
Oh, God, you have a right. You have a point there, rather. It's all the, this is funny.
Dubstep and Fortnite dances.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it hurts. It's like literally vibrating your brains out of existence. Fortnite included with that. Have you played a fair share of Fortnite?
No, I played for like 2 or 3 matches. I've never killed anybody.
Wow. Wow. I've killed at least 2 people in like regular matches. And it gets weird though, man, with modded shit and what maps people set up. It's a pile. I'd rather play Roblox. I think I'd rather play Roblox.
I never
You never fuck with the Roblox?
No fucking Roblox.
You did that? Did you do that at a principal because you're a Minecraft kind of dude? Or...
That's right. You fucking cheating ass, fucking taking advantage of your game, motherfucking thing. I don't care if we can do more now. Whatever, stealing.
Don't craft a diamond hoe. It's useless. Diamond hoes don't break, my dude. Diamond hoes do not break. So did you hear about? I guess there's an elephant in the room we need to fucking talk about here. Did you hear about that impeachment vote, my dude?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised about Mitt Romney more than anything. I don't know if it's his political career or the beginning.
Let's,
I don't know.
Let's listen to that. I have that actually queued up over here because I want the world to hear this. And I find this interesting on a lot of levels because of, like, separation of church and state kind of thing, and like how different demographics, religious demographics influence votes. And like for Utah and like Idaho and shit, this might change shit, you know, this might change the vote a little bit. So I have this from ABC News. It's emotional Romney says he'll vote to convict Trump. Believe it or not, this turncoat motherfucker. here we go.
As a senator juror, I swore an oath before God to exercise impartial justice.
God.
I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am.
Now he's breaking down crying. It's like super alligator tears. It's beautiful.
I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. I knew from the outset that being tasked with judging the president,
literally how many times did he say God,
would be the most difficult decision I have ever faced. I was not wrong. The president's counsel also notes that Vice President Biden appeared to have a conflict of interest when he undertook an effort to remove the Ukrainian prosecutor general. If he knew of the exorbitant compensation his son was receiving from a company actually under investigation, the vice president should have recused himself.
So Biden's cool.
While ignoring a conflict of interest is not a crime, it is surely very wrong. With regards to Hunter Biden, taking excessive advantage of his father's name is unsavory, but also not a crime.
Oh, shit.
Given that in neither the case of the father nor the son was any evidence presented by the president's counsel that a crime had been committed, the president's insistence that they be investigated by the Ukrainians is hard to explain other than as a political pursuit. There's like no question in my
mind. No crime there.
That were their names not Biden, the president would never have done what he did. The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did.
Yes.
The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival.
Oh, my God.
The president withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so. The president delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust. What he did was not perfect. No, it was a flagrant assault on our electoral rights, our national security, and our fundamental values. Corrupting an election to keep oneself in office is perhaps the most abusive and destructive violation of one's oath of office that I can imagine. With my vote, I will tell my children and their children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me. I will only be one name among many, no more, no less, to future generations of Americans who look at the record of this trial. They will note merely that I was among the senators who determined that what the president did was wrong, grievously wrong.
And
we are all footnotes at best in the annals of history, but in the most powerful nation on earth, the nation conceived in liberty and justice, that distinction is enough for any citizen.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and...
Is it just me, or is George Stephanopoulos such a tool?
Yeah.
Such a complete tool.
He's fucking one of the best tools, for sure.
And is that a toupee?
I would guess so, yeah.
It's so fucking crazily a toupee. So, yeah, there you have it. Conservative out of Utah, right?
Yep.
Against Trump in this situation, saying that it is his duty as a God-fearing man to convict this president and have his name go down in history saying this motherfucker did something wrong. But not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden. There's no evidence there. What say you, Crafter?
I mean, we have not seen the evidence there. I do think the things that he even alluded to, that, you know, him overseeing, you know, certain things in Ukraine, him asking investigators to step down, his son profiting massively off a company that was being investigated. I think those things need to be looked into more, and it kind of the idea, it leads to evidence, possible evidence of wrongdoing.
Is it out of the president's scope to investigate this kind of corruption when his direct political opponent is Joe Biden?
I would say yes. It definitely doesn't fall under his any of his department roles. It would be something that'd be handled probably by the FBI. So it's kind of weird, you know, that he went to their government to try to encourage an investigation at all.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's a covering his base tactic to never announce that he's withholding funds, but was withholding funds, kind of thing? Or was that just kind of like businessman tactic, kind of throwing stuff out, spitballing to see what sticks and what he can get back?
I mean, it could have been that, and it might not.
Out of the deal shit.
And it could have even just been like not really quite politically motivated based on the election, but politically motivated based on how much he hates the last administration, how he hates Obama, he hates Hillary, he hates Joe Biden. You know, like the Russia story of him having, you know, hookers pee all over the bed that fucking Obama and Michelle slept on. I mean, like, this guy is vindictive, and he doesn't like that he was insulted by these people.
Well, Trump talks about, like, you know, how this didn't just affect him, it affected his family. And it seems like he takes things like this personally.
So it could have even been that related. Maybe not so much, I think this guy could beat me, but, you know, this guy, I fucking hate him anyway. You know, give me something on Hillary, give me something on Obama. Whoever's fucking over there, give me something on them. You know, like, I need to show the last administration isn't what the American people are telling me it was. You know, I need to prove it to them.
Right.
And it could have been that motivated, even. It might not, because, I mean, just like the caucus is showing, even America doesn't fucking want Biden. So he's not the threat.
And how crazy is that, man?
He wasn't calling around asking to investigate Bernie anywhere. Mm. You know, he's not attacking Bernie in that sense, you know, backhandedly, you know.
Devil's advocate. It's 3D chess on Trump's part by putting out this kind of information into the public psyche.
I mean, it could be just to Democrats corrupt. Democrats are corrupt. You know, just seeing a Democrat is corrupt, and then you think the whole party is, and then, you know, what's the point of voting for them? Because, you know, they're
right. There's those little nuances too. Like, he doesn't say the Democratic Party; he says the Democrat Party, right? And then Republican pundits and conservatives, they kind of pick up on that mannerism and continue it on. It's just this constant memery. He's the Adderall meme president in a lot of ways. So, I don't know.
I mean, they really haven't proven that either. Like, because Biden is running for election, they say it's politically motivated. But what if it was personally motivated? What if it was like, I want to fuck this guy over because he's an ass? You know, what if he called about his neighbor who, you know, who owns a property next to him in Mar-a-Lago? And it's like, this guy's always throwing his trash in my dumpsters and I want to investigate this guy. I know he has shit in Ukraine. Is that wrong? I don't know. You know,
I mean, there's that tinge of that, too, because, like, look with the Mueller investigation. Like, Mueller was a known disgruntled tenant of properties he had in Mar-a-Lago, was it?
Yeah,
I think it was Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, fucking crazy. Fucking Trump is like the ultimate Floridian too. It's fucking beautiful. You go to Florida and it's a bunch of Trump. It's a whole bunch of New York snowbirds, boomer age, just fucking rotting out in the sun, fucking lounge lizard. You think the skin gets fucking wrinkly in New Mexico, you should see it in fucking in Florida. Maybe not Miami or something like that. So, speaking of Miami, go ahead.
Going to Miami? We're going to Miami.
No, we're that's what I was about to go back to the Super Bowl with the whole fucking. We didn't talk about commercials, and we didn't talk about Shakira Illuminati.
Oh.
Maybe there's a little bit of fucking J-Lo Illuminati in there, you know, used as puppets in there. You see, it's so funny. As soon as we said Illuminati, we lost all the viewers on my fucking end.
That's it. The Illuminati listening. They're taking over. If you guys had sent us an invite, you guys wouldn't have to fuck around, man. Come on.
You know what? It's so funny. All the circles that I ran from, like, teenager to adult, people were, like, against the Illuminati. Until I moved to fucking New Mexico, it was the first time I found motherfuckers that were like, yeah, dude, I would fucking join the Illuminati in a second, man. Fucking hook it up. You know, let me get into that secret sauce, my dude. Let me fucking have infinite life and power. I'll suck the fucking devil dick.
I mean, and I understand the apprehension to want to join an evil society where you probably have to sell your soul or something similar. or murder babies, I don't know, something. But, you know, like, if you found out there is an organization that controls everything and could have you murdered at any moment, and they tell you, yeah, we exist and we want you, are you going to say no? Are you going to die? Are you going to die for to say no? I don't know. And it's like,
I don't know. I don't know, man. Fucking speaking of murdering babies, you know, it's funny when you watch one of these, like, State of the Union addresses, and you're watching them, what they'll stand for and what they'll sit for and what they cheer for and what they don't cheer for. And the one thing we didn't get a lot of was boos. And you know, one time that they didn't fucking boo was on the abortion shit.
Really?
Interestingly enough, no boos. There it was definitely divided. It was definitely, you know, partisan as fuck. It was like conservatives on this side all standing up, fucking you know, all on the other side with the Democrat Party fucking sitting down.
Yeah, perfect line, yeah. Half the room standing, half the room.
Yeah. Literally on most everything. It was like they had to stand on certain things like disability and AIDS and cancer. Like, if you don't stand on that, you hate America. You know what I mean? Like, imagine, like, we're trying to find a By 2021, we're hoping to eradicate AIDS completely. And you sit down, you're just like, fuck you. You know? You hate America. Your hatred for the president is greater than your love for America, Americans. Therefore, you hate Americans. You know? Who wouldn't want the best for that the people, right? Who wouldn't want to cure cancer? You kind of see what Trump's doing with that. I have this black friend. What's his black friend's name?
Tony.
What up, Tony? Oh, God. It's so awesome. Fucking shout out to Rush Limbaugh. We don't normally do that on the show because it's all about Alex Jones here. But shout out to Rush Limbaugh. He fucking has lung cancer. And that sucks. And I'm glad he got rewarded. And you can hate me for loving Rush Limbaugh, but I feel like I'm going there. In a lot of ways, I think that Rush Limbaugh paved the way for people that do shit like we do. Get on the airwaves and fucking talk shit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I could see that.
I think I can't
disagree there. That's a great point.
Fucking, you can disagree with him all day, but he does, like, he was the first to do, like, emotionally charged, divisive fucking speak it how it is fucking radio, you know?
Yeah, he paved the way. This is my opinion, and I'm not going to change it for anybody.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And you could disagree with everything that he fucking says and say
Which
that he's a shill for the
I
right.
I disagree with many things he says. But
I don't disagree with everything.
He should be allowed to say it. And he continued on with so much hate and so much, you know, issues and threats. And I don't know, like,
It was a genuine moment. I think it was a genuine moment to watch him receive that that whatever award he got from Ivanka Trump, you know? And fucking just see him, like, emotionally, like, dude, this is a big moment for me. Like, I've never received this kind of recognition from any president, let alone one that I really wanted to be in place. And I spend this is my life's work, you know? And you can see the Republican Party's like, yeah, shout out to Rush Limbaugh. I know you pushed me back in 98, bro. You got me elected. Thank you. That's definitely there. I believe it. So fucking shout out to Rush Limbaugh. I hope that you can beat it. I'm pretty sure you have the life extension technologies at your fingertips. The Illuminati will bless you with such things, guaranteed. Illuminati, bro. Illuminati.
The Illuminati that sponsored the fucking Super Bowl halftime show. That's why Pepsi logo looks almost like an eye.
Bro, did you see the Pepsi logo become Coke? I think that was one... Yeah, I think that was one of the commercials. Or maybe it was Coke became Pepsi. I can't remember.
That's something the devil does, man. You watch Little Nicky?
He turns the Pepsi to Coke?
Yeah.
Really? See, we found one. We found a fucking an Illuminati Easter egg, my dude.
Yeah.
I think Alex Jones would be fucking proud of us. I think Alex Jones would be fucking proud of us. That's awesome.
I can't even remain serious on this, though. Oh, my God. I just come up with shit. I just fucking... It's a high idea, folks. Watch out. Watch out. I just
all them high ideas.
But I might be right. You never know. We'll look into evidence. We'll get Gary on it. We will investigate.
Gary will still hide from the position of Gary. And if anybody could fix Crafter's video feed, that'd be awesome, too. It's eternally broken. We're lucky to get audio. So thank you, Crafter. For that fucking speaking of audio, I want to give you a little taste of like what the sights and sounds were at the State of the Union. It's mostly boring and cringeworthy. This was a moment caught by Fox 10 News. They do great with the clips. Shout out to Fox 10 in Phoenix, where someone was shouting in the crowd and was pulled out forcibly. But it gives a little glimpse into what the sight and sounds felt like last night. Here we go.
In reaffirming our heritage as a free nation, we must remember that America has always been a frontier nation.
Oh,
now
shit.
We must embrace the next frontier.
Elon Musk is like
America's
grabbing his balls right now.
Destiny in the stars. I am asking Congress to fully fund the Artemis program to ensure that the next man and the first woman on the moon will be American astronauts, using this as a launching pad to ensure that America is the first nation to plant its flag on Mars.
Planting its flag on Mars. Going to fucking Mars. We're going to fight our way to Mars, motherfuckers. Star Force, bitches. Fuck around.
Our administration is also strongly defending our national security and combating radical Islamic terrorism.
Oh, dang. Ilhan Omar fucking cringed at that moment. He's like, and she was there, by the way.
Last week, I announced a groundbreaking plan for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Recognizing that all past attempts have failed, we must be determined and creative in order to stabilize the region and give millions of young people the chance to realize a better future. 3 years ago, the barbarians of ISIS held over 20,000 square miles of territory in Iraq and Syria. Today, the ISIS territorial caliphate has been 100% destroyed, and the founder and leader of ISIS, the bloodthirsty killer known as al-Baghdadi, is dead.
Is ISIS over? Do you think ISIS is over?
No. I mean, there's probably a patch of tribes and different, you know, jihadists. You know, and then through funding from the United States, they're able to, you know, unify and under one flag, so, you know, easily identifiable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now split into just change your name. If you change your name, then no one will know what side you're on. And that's what it's kind of fucking turned into over there, all this deceitfulness. So it's like, what the fuck? And who steps up to the plate and what? I think that America's just waiting for the gene pool to run out.
Yeah, like ISIS might be over, but like al-Habibi or whatever tribe fucking still, you know, owns
Habibi.
The same territory with the same fighters.
Habibi! Habibi, isn't that like deer or something like that?
Sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. As-salamu alaykum. Walaykum as-salam. Okay, never mind.
Make him salami. Okay.
Aloha snack bar!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, dude. So, fucking, there's a lot of shit talking going on, a lot of beautiful shit talking going on. And that the fucking ripping of the whole shit, I feel like, was dramatic and whatnot, but there's interpretations of what's going on there. On one side, it's like Nancy Pelosi didn't get a handshake, so she decided to rip the shit. Other side, it seems like well-rehearsed, planning on doing this. But the interesting spin that I love the most on all of this, because I feel like there's like the victimhood on both sides, left and right, and this is perfect right victimhood situation where Trump brings in a bunch of people that his administration has helped, of all colors, creeds, races, religions, coming together under the flag of Trump. She rips up the speech at the end and disses all these people with these amazing stories that came out and were honored by Trump instantly. It's like he fucking shrouded his speech in victims that then Nancy Pelosi just fucking crumbled. Did she just disrespect America? Did Nancy Pelosi disrespect those Americans?
Did she disrespect the not real president of Venezuela?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh fuck.
Roasted.
We're trying. Oh my
God.
Did you watch that? That was such an awkward moment too, because you could see that there's some sort of weird turmoil going on, as well as like lack of interpretation. It was just such a, he looked so kind of mad and like not really wanting to be there. And there with like a dignitary security guard guy sitting in the chair and fucking,
that guy,
he's just
so uncomfortable. The security guard guy who just kept sitting down during that whole thing. He was like, oh my God, they're going to fucking try to assassinate you. We're going to die. Oh my fucking God.
he's the martyr for fucking World War III. Shaking in his fucking boots. I don't know. And that was funny too, because you didn't see a lot of times where the Dems are getting on their feet, and one time that they were is like respecting home, dude. Even though you ain't the player yet, I got my tendrils in Venezuela, so I just want you to remember me. We cool. We cool. The other guy, I'm cool with him too, but we cool. Fucking yeah. Christ. So, okay, out of all of that and all the standing and sitting and fucking humming and hawing, what do you think was the one issue that got booze?
Adding funding for African American studies?
No, but that didn't get him any stands. Not many people stood on that one. And not many people stood on, like, helping kids with achieving more accurate education and stuff. Yeah. So, fucking the one issue was sanctuary cities and immigration. That was the one issue. And it wasn't really the wall. It was more like being able to crack down on illegal immigration and be able to fucking be able to curb human trafficking, right? And just and abolishing sanctuary cities and things like that. That was an amazing moment. Booze for that. My other favorite moment last night with the whole Trump speech was he called out Obamacare and the whole socialized medicine as like socialism as a whole, and that during his administration he wouldn't let socialism ever take a hold of the United States. Like literally saying that, like staring at the Democratic side, like. I don't know, man. Fucking ballsy or this is already gamed. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's definitely a dramatic stance. It directly opposes him to especially like Bernie, you know, and the Jihad Squad.
But the Jihad Squad did show up. Just got to give him credit for that. Anyways, go ahead.
If Bernie gets the Democratic nomination, it's pretty going to much be that's the decision, a move towards more socialism or a refusal to move in any direction towards socialism.
Indeed. Good call. Iowa caucus, complete bullshit? Or can we grok some sort of information about the new Democratic candidate that will come forth?
I think
rise from the ashes like a phoenix.
That Buttigieg is somehow winning there. Is telling me that people in Iowa would rather have a guy who sucks dick in office than have to pay for other people's Medicare.
That's amazing. But I don't think that's what the Iowa caucus tells us. I think what the Iowa caucus really tells us is that the system truly is gamed. Look at the whole development of this, like, vote counting app and percentage app for the DNC, right? As they're developing it, they're getting you know, departments of the government wanting to audit their shit and help them like pen test it. They're like, no, we got this. And then it comes up to the day, the app's still not working. They're still offered help. No, we got this. To the point where the app failed and we're not able to get proper data, so we're collecting data as best we can.
Yeah. And all the people that are heading this app, all the people that are in charge of this development, were all former Hillary campaign staffers.
What the fuck? You got to be kidding me.
No, all of them. Not everybody who works there, but both guys who founded the company who developed the app and like the lead programmer were all working for Hillary during the 2016 campaign.
Oh my god. Fucking, I gotta pour some bleach bit in my eyes now. I can't even believe
it's like
what I'm
fuck
hearing.
Bernie from any direction, because, you know, losing to
soul. We can't release what the people actually think, because what the people actually think is dangerous to our whole paradigm. Like, yeah. I don't want Bernie to be president like the rest of us, you know? But if Bernie becomes president, he's our president, and we have to ride that wave, you know? You can't take the will of the people out of it. That's why the more and more we talk about it, I feel like fuck the superdelegates and fuck the Electoral College. You know, let's truly leave it up to the people. Though that might be a air quotes here, dangerous prospect. Fuck that. What is civilization if we don't have control of our own destiny? Mic drop, bitches. What?
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 End the show. Cut it. Close it down.
Cut.
We're done. We're done. Last episode ever. Peace out, everybody. It's been great.
Shout out to Alex Jones. Exactly. Fuck yeah. Fucking, I don't know, man. I don't understand what's going on with that. Iowa caucus is interesting. Then they went from there to New Hampshire. Why are these states so important? Aren't these like tiny ass bullshit states?
Yeah, they're tiny ass bullshit states.
Don't you think in a lot of ways this is just pageantry?
Yeah, but the whole election has always been kind of like this.
Hmm.
It's just the way it's been done, so they just continue to do it.
I hate to jump back and forth, but I'm thinking about this now. The fucking... You watched at least part of the fucking State of the Union address last night, right?
Yeah, part of it, like the beginning, and then I guess like, oh, I'm bored.
What's with the white power suit thing that all the Dems are wearing?
I don't know. I was going to Google it, but I didn't get around to it. I just
Gary, what
Gary.
Is this shit?
Are they KKK members, Gary? They are KKK members.
It's a throwback to the KKK, but you can't. And but again, I have to throw my respect to AOC. And the Jihad Squad, because you guys fucking showed up. There were other Democrats from other states that decided to be like, deuces, we ain't coming. And I think that's disrespectful to the whole process. You know, you got to remember, we chose this president, you know, fucking ride this wave. Don't fucking try to play games and take the power out of the people's hands. At the same token, allow this information to come out, you know, allow it to be spread.
These bitches act like divorce just make your ex-husband just disappear.
Fuck. And again, a great reason. Wait a minute. Was that a Clinton dig?
Who knows?
Oh, fuck. Fuck. You ain't going to Bohemian Grove this year. You know what I'm saying? Fucking. But yeah, I don't know, man. Crazy times that we're living in. I totally fucking, it blows my mind. The Illuminati is amongst us. Alex Jones is still on the airwaves somewhere out there, fucking distant land, smiling down upon us from his satellite in the sky, hovering over Austin, Texas forever. We here kicking it, not in real life. You got any suggestions? You got anything you want to throw at us? Please do. Hit us up, verbose.xyz. You can find us on all the platforms in existence. We are here. We are queer. And we're here to be listened to. Even though not many people listen. It's cool. I see how it is, man. We're going to start doing a visual spectacle, too. We're just going to drop a bunch of Molly on you guys. And then fucking throw some of that fucking Fruity Loops shit. No, what was that shit called back in the day? All those visualizers? Milk drop. We're gonna milk drop this shit. Yeah. We should add milk drop to this shit.
Yeah, and pictures of tits. And then like during like gay segments that like, you know, this part sucks, we'll like, you know, just put like dicks and speedos, you know, cause like, oh, this is just like dick part, just dicking you around, don't listen. And then titties and like, you know, vaginas and shit show up and fireworks and shit, like, oh, this shit's cool, pay attention, faggot.
But then the assholes show up and start shitting on everything, and then the whole fucking shit turns to shit.
Yeah.
It's like floating and shit. Yeah. I'm right there with you, fam. We're going to make that happen for both sides XYZ. The milk drop in your drawers that you've been expecting all day long. We couldn't help ourselves but to fucking talk about the last tail end. What do you think about that, though? We didn't even fucking say anything about that yet tonight. Fucking Trump has been exonerated.
Trump has been acquitted. He did not break any laws. That is what the Senate has decided. He is free to go on his way and grab
Romney
him by
can
the
talk
pussy.
Any. Yeah, exactly. Grab him by the pussy. I would if I could. But he, found not guilty. We can continue on with our lives now. And I don't know if anybody. There's. I think the only two people in the world really covering the impeachment was me and Crafter. That and the fine folks at Fox 10 News. Shout out to y'all. Elon Musk made an EDM song. Did you know that?
No, we should sample that bitch right now.
I love space trucks. Cyber space trucks for the Space Force. Fucking Nancy Pelosi tonight, or last night, she totally disrespected the Space Force by ripping that shit up, man. We got to get to Mars.
She ripped up some paper. There's like 500 copies of that shit. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's just some stupid paper, but it just shows her mentality. You know, like, she's petty.
Yeah, I feel like most people in office are petty.
Yeah.
Like we've said before, you know, politicians are like kids. You guys need a timeout, you know? And that's called term limits. Like a permanent timeout from the 4 to 6 years that you get to serve. And then deuces. Get the fuck out. We got to keep it fresh, motherfuckers. And part of that, I hope, would keep a certain level of gridlock in place. Because you don't want too much change. But maybe that would be the great equalizer. You know what I mean? Rather than having this select group of people like steering this country, this lumbering fucking amalgamation of like fake money and fucking bullshit industry and consumerism to like what the people do, and then the government always arguing and never getting anything done. You know what I mean? That's like my ideal, you know?
And failing just like the basic things that we expect other humans to do in day-to-day life, like, you know, be respectful, stay professional, you know, like the things that people will get fired from McDonald's from, these people just do on a daily basis, you know, and we pay them fucking way more than we fucking should, and they have the best healthcare in the world, and they still are reacting at a personal level to each other and not worried about the issues.
No, I mean, a couple devil's advocates coming at you here. Don't you think we all have a bad day? Sometimes we just want to be like, here's your change, faggot.
Well, yeah. But, you know.
Expect to be fired.
Expect to get fired. Yeah.
Fucking. But maybe, other devil's advocate, it's the 5G. Maybe the 5G, they already cranked the 5G switch and it's fucking cooking our brains and we're turning back into like uncivilized primates.
Idiocracy is happening in front of our eyes.
I think they're hitting us more with the docile ray, man, because nothing's happening, dude. We just chilling.
Too much fluoride in the water.
Turning the freaking frog. No, that's atrazine. But yeah, fluoride making us docile, the atrazine making us gay. Shout out to Future. We're trying to get a project with you, past present featuring Future. Hit you up on that. Also, Straight Palestine, Bisexual Egypt, and The Gay Is Real. If I haven't said it before, I'll say it again. We're both StockXYZ. We love you all out there. We're having too much fun with this, and I hope you guys have fun too. Check us out. If you've never listened to us before, we're around. We'll be here. Hopefully we'll have some platform changes. You never know what happens. Playing all the ignorance for you both before and after the stream. Love you guys. I am the Mad Scientist Moses of the Road. Crafter here. We're signing out. We will see you next time. Deuces, y'all.
Bro, she a secret, just on the low. I ain't tricking at all, I ain't spending no dough. Nuts. Won't catch me on no blogs, ain't linked to no hoe.
I'm low.
So you gangsta. You applying pressure. Yes. She a bitch, ain't it? She too extra. She that went viral, showed the world your text message. Man. You had to block the hoe, cause she missing. I'm a hoe, I know I'm a hoe.
I am.
But don't you call me that little nigga, that shit come with the smoke. I'm a hoe, got bitches galore. How many Instagram models I done fucked on before? I lost count, I don't even know. But if you see me like a pig, I probably fucked up before. I'm a hoe, I know I'm a hoe.
But don't you call me that little nigga, that shit come with the smoke. Oh, you a hustler, hustler.
I am.
Take care of your family and your kids and your jewelry customer. I beat it up, she wipe me down, then we call her cutter. Her ex a real buster, her friend a real swiper. My bitch a real boss. Yo, ain't nothing like her
at all.
Yeah, I like her, like her, like her.
I like her.
Nigga fuck around and make me wife a wife a wife.
I'm Miller.
Slide in the demon.
Slide.
Flying, go and see him.
Flying.
Work her out like a trainer, but then not a gym.
Oh, she slick, slick.
She with the shit,
she with the shit.
You committed to her. That's your bitch, bitch.
Yo, bitch.
We got 5 minutes, I'ma hit it quick, quick. Once I slide in her, I be like, got that drip, drip.
That drip.
You put stamps on her passport, y'all took trip,
trip.
Come off the hip, you get flipped. That's off the rip,
rip.
Oh, he got shot in the leg, but you got killed,
killed.
Your crew keep talking this shit, boy, y'all a trip,
trip.
I know I'm a hoe. But don't you call me that little nigga, that shit come with the smoke. I'm a hoe, got bitches galore. How many Instagram models I done fucked on before? I lost count, I don't even know. But if you see me like a pig, I probably fucked up before. I'm a hoe, I know I'm a hoe. But don't you call me that little nigga, that shit come with the smoke. I'ma go, you know I'ma go.
I am.
I can't commit myself to none of these hoes. I tell my woes, who's selling my dope? If you get caught, please don't tell on me, bro. This the code, we live out of code. Get money, stay flat, don't trick on no hoes. This the code, we live out of code. Why you hard on your niggas, but you soft on the hoe? I'm a hoe, I know I'm a hoe.
I am.
I'm a go, you know I'm a go. I'm a hoe, I know